Rapid Scoop.
Rodeo Rock Radio, episode number 18. It's been a few weeks since episode 17 happened. It's
been a hot minute since we've been in the studio.
That's the voice of Gus Kronberg. My name is Benny Paulson. Saddled up. Ready to ride.
Literally saddled up. I don't know if anyone knows this. Benny's sitting on a saddle.
It's been 3 weeks since I've sat in this saddle, and I hope I don't get too saddle sore. I'm not in shape. I'm podcasting here. But the reason we haven't been podcasting is because we've been doing significant actual riding.
A lot of stuff.
Actual rodeoing.
Mule riding.
Lots of stuff going on, and it's good to be back. It's going to be today, I think.
Short and sweet.
It's going to be short and sweet. We're just...
Probably. We say that, but then it's going to be still 45 minutes.
Well, we don't have a big guest this week. Right. Our big guest turned out on us. Name him because our guest, hopefully for episode 19, still doesn't know that he's going to be a guest.
Right.
And he's got to get on a bull
before
that. That probably gave it away.
Probably.
Son of a...
Dumb.
He won't know it.
He turned out, though, because there wasn't enough added today. So.
Right. And he's been riding bulls now for a week. So he should have lost. He should be pretty dumb by now. So he probably won't put that together. So this week, there's just so much going on in the Western world of sports and rodeo, bull riding.
A lot.
We've had a lot going on, too, on the ranch. We need update. What's going on? T2 Ranch Report's going to be pretty good. But biggest thing, we're going to get a lot of info out about rodeo. A little bit of Breaking 8 news as well. And, of course, Carson Hauser is going to join us with a little poetry. We haven't had Carson. He's back in college rodeoing, so he's not out fencing whenever we're recording.
Should be busy writing home.
He should be. Well, he's in class right now. He gets out pretty quick. So he'll be ready for us.
I stand by what I said. That's what I'd be doing in class.
That's a good point. And what's your degree in again, Gus?
Being awesome. Double major.
Minor in being cool. Yeah. What's been going on in Gus Kronberg's life?
Man, a lot of stuff. Mostly just rodeoing and fighting bulls. my season's coming to an end this weekend, however, at the NJRA Finals. We'll talk about that in a little bit here. But it's just been busy, man. I've been on the road, and honestly, it's kind of a double-edged sword because I've been blessed to be so busy. But I also wore myself out this year pretty hard. And the last month has been a little bit tough on me. But it's been good to be home at the ranch and getting some time on horseback and just kind of resetting my body and my mind. And feeling good going into the finals tomorrow.
Should be good. You have been rolling pretty hard.
Real hard.
It was good, though.
It was good. And like I said, you can't cuss it.
Hey.
Because it's what I love to do.
We haven't done a podcast since you fought your first PBR.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I guess that's true.
So, yeah, that's... I can't remember if we were talking. I think the last podcast we were talking about that, how Coolio was getting his first shot.
Yep.
So let's report on that real quick. I've had people.
Are you sure you want to talk about Coolio?
Yeah, we got to.
I guess we have to.
Good or bad, you know? Yeah. Everybody has their off days.
Yeah, that's true. No,
but I also want to give a shout out, you know, to our sponsors and our listeners. We've been off for 2 or 3 weeks and been getting a lot of people saying, hey, man, when's the next podcast coming out? And really appreciate that. I just want to say thank you so much to you guys. It's an honor. It's kind of humbling when people are looking forward to it.
Yeah, and if you guys enjoy it, we probably don't plug it as much as we need to, but all we ask is that you share it with a friend. If you enjoy listening to it, share it with someone else because we dang sure appreciate it. And it's fun for us to do, and we enjoy doing it. So, you know, if we can get more listeners all the time, it's not a bad thing.
We can change the world.
That's it. And we can. Honestly, we have a phenomenal platform to do it. So tell your buddies about us and call in.
That's right. And, thanks to our sponsors again. Some of our new sponsors, Ranchers Risk Protection. Thank you, Will Meyer. Of course, Wild Rides on the Cowboy Channel, Kevin Holton, Special Cowboy Moments. Just a couple. Oh, another new one, Up North Outlaws.
Got a new one, yeah. Coulter is sponsoring me for the 2021 season. And so that also, he probably doesn't even know about it, but we, as part of our sponsorships, whether it's Breaking 8 or whoever, if you're sponsoring me as a bullfighter, you get a plug on the T2 Ranch Life / Rodeo Rock Radio / whatever else that we're doing. podcast.
You think you're going to get a little more time now to get that T2 Ranch life?
I think going? So, yeah.
Been really neglecting that, too.
Haven't been doing much all summer.
We're going to get to that because we got a lot of good stuff that needs to be on there.
Yeah.
Training bull riders, training bulls, bucking bulls. Mm-hmm. We got to get this done because we got to buck some bulls tonight.
Yep.
Got to get a gentleman by the name of Coleman Enzi.
Coleman Enzi, Golden Valley.
Getting tuned up for the Badlands Circuit Finals next. Oh, no, he's got NDRA Finals.
NDRA Finals this weekend.
This weekend, Badlands Circuit Finals coming up. Yep. I bet you that probably is the first time on record that Coleman's been called a gentleman.
I'll take it. Yeah, I bet you're right.
Might be the last also.
Probably.
Okay, so where were we? Back to the PBR. Gus fought his first PBR, and Justin Ward.
Yeah,
and
it was ranked, dude. It was an eye opener because when so even at like the PRCA level, you see a lot more rider friendly bulls and stuff that guys really enjoy getting on. At the PBR, you're seeing the rankest bulls going up and down the road, at 50 at a time, and so it was really cool to watch just how dynamic the difference is because those bulls, they're there to buck and they don't really stop bucking.
And they're in the gate.
Indefinitely, yeah.
And they're big and strong and fast, and they're turning back right there.
There was one bull literally just set up and spun in the bucking chute.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the rider came off.
Yeah,
and
in
then
the
you
bucking.
Gotta,
yeah.
And you got to get in there and save them.
Yeah. And so.
It's hair raising.
It was interesting. But as far as like how you're working, I guess the work doesn't change. If there's a hooking to be taken, it's still, same concept. But.
Job,
really those bulls just buck and then they head out and once they're headed out then they get kind of mean and try to hook the bull shaggers and bullfighters and
they're just so fast and athletic.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Some
insane
of them. You did a great job. It was super fun.
It was a ton of fun.
It was our big boys Coolio's Chad Berger gave us a shot, little audition, and Coolio miserably failed.
Yep. Kind of missed the mark on that one.
Yeah, turn back right there, and there was just some distractions. Turn back a little too soon, maybe, and didn't quite get into a spin, so we had to go down the chutes, and then he kicked off the fence, and they gave the guy a re-ride. Buck the guy off, is Jake Lockwood, actually, mm-hmm. who's a phenomenal bull rider. And when he did turn back, he was dang sure doing a good job. But didn't do a good enough job, so he came back home, and we did take him to, I guess, last weekend, we took him Bailey Pro. Again. Gunderson's let us bring Coolio and a few three-year-olds mm-hmm. to that event, and there, of course, they all performed really well.
Yeah.
Too well.
Yeah.
Better than I was.
Probably the talk of town is Mr. Smalls.
The Smalls.
He got Coy wanted to buy him.
Yeah.
I think all them three-year-olds. And
well.
I don't know for sure.
He offered.
Yeah.
He asked if I wanted to sell them.
Yeah.
And I said, well, obviously interested, but if Shane Gunderson, you know how he works. He'd like be like, well, I'll give you $7. I'm like, no. Just joking. Shane's my buddy.
Can we do 11?
How about 11? Did I hear a niner? But, what depending on what they would offer. But probably going to throw him in the trailer with them. Who knows? But regardless, they did their job at that bull ride. Everything's going good in the bull ride.
Yeah.
The guys are going. Guys are growing up, and we're doing some good training.
For
a lot
sure.
of fun. It's been fun bucking bulls. We've been having the official college practice out here at the ranch while the weather's nice
mm-hmm.
for the Dickinson State University Blue Hawk Rodeo team. And, man, the boys are doing good there. Wade and Dalton Prowse, protege and first-year freshman. He won the whole college rodeo last weekend. Super proud of him. Wade, of course, Wade Berg's one of the best bull riders in the upper Midwest anyway.
Yeah.
Did really good, too, so that's kind of fun.
Cool. It's cool to see all these guys around close to home here come out on a regular basis and work and put the time and effort in and get on the bucking machine and they're working hard outside the arena. So it's cool to see them win like that.
Yeah, it's fun to train with them and and it's that atmosphere. I think it just creates something fun and good to do.
For
good
sure.
stuff. Okay, what else? We're kind of in a T2 Ranch report.
Yeah,
I guess that's mostly the main stuff in the T2 Ranch report.
Just
otherwise, we're building fence and just kind of doing normal fall stuff.
Yeah.
Little seeded little winter wheat, yada, yada.
Thinking about
start the preg check and ultrasound next week.
Thinking about knocking down some soybeans here pretty quick.
Yeah, got to be combining soybeans next week. It is last week in September, basically, and pretty soybeans much. Are looking all right.
Yep.
Exciting. Farming, ranching, F-word. That's good stuff.
Shoot.
Some gun. Farm is the F-word I was talking about. Farming is a four-letter F-word.
I knew that.
And it's kind of a cuss word in my book sometimes, because I'm a cowboy.
Farming?
But I'm a cowboy farmer, so...
Farming is not a four-letter word.
Farm is.
Yeah, but it's not a noun.
The root.
Or a verb,
the root word, I mean, without the suffix and whatnot. Oh. I wish I knew grammar.
Without the suffix and the...
I wish my son was here. He could explain
wish
it
was an adverb, right?
Wish I wasn't totally. So dumb.
What did you major in, Benny?
Seriously, you want to know?
Kind of.
Got a 2-year associate's degree in agriculture production technology from Laramie County Community College in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
LCCC.
Last chance Cowboys College down there in Cheyenne. I was also the Sean Doobie Rough Stock Athlete of the Year 2 years in a row at old LCCC. Made the college finals my second year there. Got beat by Mr. Mike Moore, an NFR bull rider.
Nice.
And after my esteemed career in Cheyenne, transferred on up to Dickinson State University and got myself a bachelor's degree.
Did you?
In business administration.
Did you hear they had the college rodeo out at Frontier Park?
I did. Yeah. I seen that.
Did you hear what they called it?
Yeah.
The baby daddy.
Baby daddy. At the daddy of them all at Cheyenne Frontier that. Days. Park is, you know, Cheyenne Frontier Days, if you don't know, is the daddy of them all. Mm-hmm. And because of stupid COVID... So sick of this crap.
I am too.
They couldn't do it in Laramie County. That's why I went down there, because they got a great indoor facility.
Yeah.
Really, and we practice all the time. It's really a wonderful facility, but it's too small and indoor. Mm-hmm. And even in Wyoming, they couldn't do it, which turned out good for them because they got to have the baby daddy.
Yeah, that's cool.
And pretty exciting.
If you know anything about college rodeo, just a bunch of really, really good kids showing up to these events.
Responsible.
So... Anyway,
most of them are really, really good kids.
A lot of them are.
Yeah. Where were we going with that?
I don't know. Anyway, I just thought it needed to be said.
You got me all lost and flustered now.
Anyway, yeah, that's kind of a wrap on the TT Ranch. We're just ranching.
I was talking about farming, mm-hmm. and then somehow we ended up on Frontier Days.
I started questioning your grammar, and then we got down a rabbit trail pretty hard.
But anyway, yeah, I got a bachelor's degree in business administration with an ag minor.
Oh.
Ag concentration. So there.
Okay.
And it only took me 4.5 years to get it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people go to school for 8 years.
I'm just glad I don't have to pay that debt off. Because.
Well, fortunately, I rode bulls pretty good.
Yeah.
So I had most of mine paid for.
That's good. Yeah. I think I'm like... I don't even know. I think I might have been the only kid in my high school class that didn't go to college.
Really?
I think so. One or... Yeah, I don't know for sure. Should send him a group message. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm killing it regardless. So.
Just bragging earlier today about your portfolio.
Yep. Yeah. How much money I have in my savings account.
Yep.
Which is cool.
Profit and loss margins.
That's right.
Really, really doing well for a 23-year-old fellow that didn't go to college.
That's right. Crushing it.
That's going to pretty much do it for the T2 Ranch Report. We got the stock report in there as well, mm-hmm. both our financial stocks and our actual bucking stock.
I was here, what's your major investment in the food industry?
Tyson.
Tyson Chicken.
No, Tyson Foods. It's Tyson a conglomerate.
Well, they sell chicken nuggets.
Obviously, so. But they also have packing plants and a lot more than just chicken nuggets, which it's a bad deal there. It's kind of like, it's kind of like rodeo. I've gotten 2 dividend checks from my stock that I own in Tyson, and it's not all that much, but I've gotten like $8 over the last couple of months of dividends.
Sick.
And I'm like, man, I should buy some more of this, and I'd get more free money.
It's like free money.
An addiction.
Ain't nothing free.
It's kind of fun. So the stock report, fun story. The Smalls, so you're talking about the bull, the Smalls.
Yeah.
Little trivia real quick. The Smalls is named after?
Biggie Smalls.
No. Corb Lund. You know Corb Lund?
Yep.
That's why I told you I was texting with Corb last night.
Oh, yeah?
Because Corb, so he's named after Corb Lund's first band.
In
college was the Smalls.
Really?
Oh, man. I bet I got some in the program. I'll try to find some here in a second.
All right.
But,
anyhow.
Yeah. It was a heavy metal band. In college, he started this heavy metal band, and they were like an underground sensation in Canada.
That's
he went to college in Edmonton.
That's like Cody Jinx stuff. Because Cody originally was a heavy metal artist.
And serious?
Yeah.
He looks like it.
Well, it's because he was.
Yeah.
And then if you've ever heard a song ever in your life, you've probably heard of Hippies and Cowboys, which is a great song. But that's cool.
Yep.
It must take on emotional toll.
Here it is. This is Domination from the Smalls. But I told Ford last night this is my favorite. I wonder if it's coming through. I'm playing it through my phone, through the board. It is, man.
Yeah, it's playing on the speaker.
It's pretty heavy stuff.
It's pretty good.
They were good. They were literally, like, huge. Like,
really?
They had huge concerts. And then, of course, Corby is more of a folky country singer-songwriter, super talented. But anyway, he was pretty excited that named a bull after his first band, kind of a fun little deal. And the announcer, that bull riding, was a bass player, so he loved the story. And, of course, Smalls did his job well.
Rank outing.
Super proud of that guy.
I mean, we could probably use that as a cover photo of this podcast.
Could, except for I feel bad because a young student of mine actually got on him and a little too much. But he needs to. He'll step it up. He's coming around.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a little more Domination. Okay, we got some feedback going through the phone. That's not working.
It's pretty hot, Mike. Pretty hot sounding.
Got a hot mic.
So
check them out. Check them out, everybody. The Smalls. And check out Corby, too, if you don't listen to much Cor Blund. Got to check out Cor Blund. He's awesome.
Yeah. So if we're trying to keep this brief, we better keep moving.
We're at 16 minutes already.
Yeah. So on to the Western. What is it? Western
Let's
Edge?
Get to this rodeo report. I think.
Sick, because I have a lot to talk about. There's a lot of information here we got to get through.
So much going on. Yeah, that's where I was going after you talked about the Cheyenne, because that's what's happening everywhere in the rodeo world right now.
Yeah.
Venues are changing. Events are moving, like the National Finals Rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
Move to, I'm sure everybody that's listening probably knows this, but if you don't know,
Globe Life Field, Arlington, Texas.
Which is a
baseball stadium.
Which looks pretty freaking cool to me.
It looks really cool. It's like buck and shoots in the middle, steer wrestling, and I think team roping maybe are on one side, and then like calf roping, and I don't know. I don't even know what timed events are. I don't pay attention to them. But anyway, so it's all on like the same end, and it'll be really cool. It's an interesting venue to say the least.
I was interviewing Cole Elshier the other day at the Wild Rides Rodeo in Dickinson. Interviewing him for the Wild Rides program on Cowboy Channel, which I'm sure everybody watches. We've been doing some commentating. Gus has been doing a lot of video work, B-roll for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked Cole how he felt about if that's going to change the way he prepares, anything about switching the venues. And he said that the arena's bigger. There's no corners so much.
Yeah.
So he figures it'll make the horses buck better because they won't be running into the fence in that small arena. So.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting. It's going to be really exciting.
I think there's going to be less hookings in the bull riding.
Think so?
I bet.
Because of the same reason?
Just there's no corners in there.
Yeah.
I mean, the last buck and shoot at Thomas and Mack on either side basically turns into a really gnarly, tight little space.
For sure.
And now it's like you're fighting bulls at Cheyenne. It's just big and open.
PRCA is doing some amazing things. I keep hearing all the things they're adding. Of course, Vegas had the trade shows and constant activity, so many things. And it sounds like between Stockyards and Fort Worth and everywhere there, they're going to have a lot of fun stuff. I'm pretty excited about it. We're going to start exploring some Breaking 8 activities there.
I think it's going to be different.
Oh, for
just
sure.
Like the
be more spread out.
The nightlife's going to be considerably different. Just because, everything is going to be spread out. And that's kind of the point, I think. They want more people going to more places instead of, after the NFR in Vegas, everyone goes to the South Point or the MGM Grand.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess it's good to diversify. But on the same token, like, everyone goes to the South Point and the MGM for very specific reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It'll be cool. I'm glad they're having it, and there's absolutely no reason to complain. So.
Well, that's the biggest thing. They're having it.
Yep.
The money's there. The contestants are going to get their year-end finale, and that's great.
That's right.
We'll stay tuned. We'll keep you posted on all the fun stuff going to be happening there.
Yeah. So
what's next on the list?
Well, we'll just jump into the world standings now. It is the officially the last week of competition headed in the NFR. So
we got the tour finale happening in Rapid City as we speak. So lots of things are changing.
Yep. It's cool. In the all-around, Tough Cooper still sitting on top. In the bareback riding, Tim O'Connell has a healthy lead. Steer wrestling, still Matt Reeves. Team rope inside, heading Luke Brown. On the healing side is Jay Corkill. That hasn't really varied a whole lot. Wyatt Casper still whooping butt in the bronc riding, as is Shad Mayfield in the tie-down roping.
I saw a video of Shad Mayfield yesterday.
Where at?
I don't even know. It didn't matter because... so athletic and crazy. Ridiculously
he's like
good.
20 years old?
Yeah, if that. He just ropes the calf so fast, and he is off his horse, and his horse was working so good, too. It's just, I watched this video of Shad Mayfield, and I roped some calves back in the day, but not a calf roper per se, but just the way his horse worked, just planted him and skidded, and he was on the ground moving. So amazing. It's just...
he's number one for a reason.
There's no doubt why he is, but it's really cool to watch a guy that athletic that works that hard and to be so dominant. It's something that's a lot of respect from this guy.
Yeah, that's cool. In the steer open is Cole Patterson. I don't remember who's number two, but I do know the difference between one and two is like $150.
Nice.
And then in the bow riding, Sage Kimsey is still on top.
He's getting another challenge, though.
Another
big time.
Because between Kai Hamilton at number two and Boudreaux at number three, it's like $5,000.
It's going to be some good bull riding.
Yeah.
Both them boys are riding great.
In the barrel racing, it is Tiny Schuster.
Tammy Schuster.
Tiny?
Is it Tiani?
Tiani.
Tiani?
Schuster.
Huh. I've heard it announced. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Number
and
one.
And then in the breakaway roping, it was Katie Mundorf, which... is coming to the NFR for the first time ever.
Ooh.
Breakaway world champion to be crowned at the NFR. There is a $200,000 purse, and it is going to be something else to watch, I guess.
Is it going to be separate, or is it right included in the...
I don't know if it's in the performance. I do know it's only like 2 or 3 days, though, the competition, so I don't know if they're going to stick it in a few rounds at the end, or if it's a different... I don't know.
And maybe it's not even set in stone yet. I don't know.
Yeah.
Everything is kind of constantly changing. But either way, there's going to be breakaway roping at the national finals, and that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
For breakaway ropers.
And as I do every podcast, the total payout in the PRCA this far, we're up to $20 million,
$192,433.
Dadgum. A lot of money.
Not bad for a bad year. So tough this year. You know, we were watching Sean Gleason before we started recording the podcast.
Yeah, which we'll get into the PBR stuff in a minute.
Yep, but one thing that struck me listening to Sean is how rodeo and bull riding have so rallied together to keep the sport going for the contestants, for the stock contractors, for all the personnel involved with this stuff, and they've done a great job.
Yeah, they really have, and it's because you have to. You know, like up here in North Dakota, Shane Gunderson and Bailey Pro Rodeo, you know, they've early on this spring in June, they've changed a lot of things around. They took and added 3 more NDRA rodeos to the schedule. They changed one of their bull ridings in Fezzedin into an NDRA rodeo just so we could keep having rodeos. And the whole aspect of rodeo is so unique too, because, you know, when these guys aren't working, when they're not going down the road, they're not making any money. And it's not like an office job where if you get fired, you can just go probably find another one somewhere. Because when these guys aren't working, they're practicing and they're honing their craft. So, you know, when they're not rodeoing, what is there to do? Well, practice.
And there's no doubt it's slowed down. So a lot of guys and contractors went and hauled, you know, use their trucks to haul commodities or something.
For sure.
But that's still, you still got that feed bill for all, or that feed bill for all these animals if you're a contractor. You know, it still doesn't work good. And then I'm thinking, conversely, the music industry.
Yeah.
All my friends in Nashville that work really hard. And some people don't put a lot of stock maybe in having a career as a musician, but it's a career and they work hard.
Yep.
Well, they've been totally screwed.
Yeah.
nothing going on, just rough, and the music industry has not done anything. That's why I'm appreciative of guys like Sean Gleason, CEO of the PBR, George, you know, everybody in rodeo and bull riding have worked really hard, and the sponsors have rallied behind and said, let's do this. And I'm just so proud to be part of this.
For sure.
I'm going to cry. Truly. So proud to be part of this world, this family rodeo. Great job to everybody doing that.
Yep.
Let's get on. Let's do the announcement. This just came out today. September 24th is today. Mm-hmm. So this announcement just broke about half hour before we're laying this down. And that is, go ahead.
PBR Finals is to be held in AT&T Stadium.
Cowboys Stadium, AT&T Stadium in Arlington, yeah. Texas.
Yep. November 12th through the 15th. They're planning on having it. They said it was indefinite yet, but somewhere between 4 and 5 rounds. So okay. That's cool. That's going to be really cool. If you don't think that's cool, well, hold on. I got another one for you. The PBR is putting on a bull riding on top of a aircraft carrier, the USS Lexington in Corpus Christi.
That's in December?
Yeah, December 5th, I think.
So, yeah, this is revolutionary. Wait, December what?
5th, I think.
That's during the NFR. How are we going to be at the NFR and at the Lexington at the same time?
Oh, it's closed door. It's a closed door policy, man. Oh, they're not letting anybody in.
This is an aircraft carrier.
Right. Yeah.
Good point.
Got to have a little security clearance. Get on that sucker.
Unless your name is Maverick.
Or Goose.
Or Ice.
No, we don't talk about him.
So I got some messages out to Jay Doherty, who is now the president of American Buck and Bull, ABBI. And used to, when I was riding the PBR, Jay was, he was working for the PBR. And hung out with him a lot, good friend. So I sent him a message today. I said, two questions. One, would you be interested in interviewing on our podcast? And two, is Tom Cruise going to be on the Lexington at the bull riding? I just need to know. And
you would think so.
If he's not, well, of course he's going to be there. Yeah. You don't have a bull riding but on an aircraft carrier.
He also lives in California and is liberal as the day
he's
is long.
He's also a douche. Yeah. Ooh, I shouldn't say that. I don't know him.
Yeah.
I don't know him, but I do. I think I heard that he was into the Scientology back in the day. And
this
yeah,
is a
and he's a Hollywood
show,
actor.
So, watch your mouth.
Maybe he's turned around. Maybe he's come to his senses.
Figured it out. It's hard to.
Maybe he's not voting for people that are trying to actively ban rodeo and bull riding and shut down ranches and everything.
It's crazy.
Either way, I feel like Maverick should be at the first bull riding on an aircraft carrier.
Goose would be there, except he died.
How cool. You know, he didn't die in real life, though.
I don't know that.
Or did he? Did I hear he died? He might have.
I don't know. How did they film the movie 8 Seconds and not get Luke Perry killed? You know, that's what I want to know.
I'll explain.
I was so old when I figured that out that, like, serious? They didn't kill him off in the movie.
I forget Gus. Gus is 6'8", and I forget that he's only 23 years old sometimes. Mm-hmm. He acts and looks like he's way older, but yeah. Then you do something like this and totally redeem yourself. Goose, I feel like Goose would be cool in real life, though.
Yeah.
Maybe it should be Goose.
Yeah, he can play the piano.
Yes, and he can play the piano.
Yeah. Shigmunders. One more PBR announcement. They are doing the Pendleton Velocity Finals right in the state of South Dakota in Sioux Falls.
November 6th and 7th, correct? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty cool.
It is really cool. And I guess since we're on the subject, we'll go through the top 5.
Before that, also, I just heard in conjunction with PBR Finals in Texas in mid-November, they're having the Women's Rodeo World Championships as well. Kind of,
cool.
I think it's going to be like at Stockyards and Will Rogers or at the Coliseum.
Yeah, at the Will Rogers.
But then he also made reference that it might be, some of it might be in the Cowboy Stadium too. So I don't know exactly. Either way, they got $750,000 for the Women's World. And that's the...
There's women's bull riding? Is that right?
That's where they, yeah, women's, just straight women.
Right.
And they ride rough stock as well. It's not just, not the WPRA, I think it's the one where they ride bulls, broncs.
Cool.
Do it all, calf rope. But $750,000.
It's a lot of money.
On a tough year, that's just so cool that the sponsors came through to provide that opportunity for these women that work so hard.
This might be kind of out of line here, but who do you think their sponsors are?
I couldn't even fathom a guess. I guess I never even thought about that.
Like Maybelline. Tampax. Like, what? Where do you think this money's coming from?
I don't know, man. That's, yeah.
The official tampon of NASCAR.
I don't know. Some of the women are so tough. I don't know if they. I don't know.
Probably just use sandpaper.
We need to move on from this really fast. Let's go. Let's get going. Okay. Carson Hauser's waiting.
Yeah.
Probably waiting for us to get to that.
You get him on the telephone, and I'll go through the top five quick.
Yeah. What about Jess Lockwood coming back finally?
Yeah, but he moved down. The week he started competition, he moved down a spot.
Well, it's pretty good to come in third after being out for 6 months.
Yeah. So number one is Jose Vitor Lemmy. Number two, Jacques Ricardo Vieira. Number three, Kaiki Pacheco.
Oh, Kaiki moved up.
Number four, Jess Lockwood. And number five, Lucas Tavino.
It's a lot of Brazilians there. Need to step it up, boys. To step it up.
USA will still take it home, guarantee.
Oh, boy. You think Jess is going to step up and beat Jose after being out 6 months?
No, I doubt it. But I'm hoping there's a ringer. Oh, congrats to Brennan Eldridge for winning his first PBR event.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even see that.
Yep, in Des Moines.
Good job, Brennan. He's a good guy. Well. I feel like Jose at this point is almost unbeatable.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's so good.
Guy rides bulls, man.
He's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, get Carson on the horn, would you? Talk to that dude.
That all we got for...
That's pretty much it. That is the Western Edge Rodeo Report. Thank you for tuning into it. Hope you took something away from it.
There's a lot of other stuff going on.
A ton.
Yo.
Hey.
Carson Hauser.
Yes, sir.
You are live on Rodeo Rock Radio. It's been a while, buddy. How you doing?
Been doing well. How are you?
Really good. It's good to hear your voice. Really good.
Yes, sir.
We are doing fine.
Good deal.
Gus is on the line, too, here. I'm trying to get you tuned in. Well, we never did a sound check beforehand here. So. Good stuff. What, before we get to Carson Hauser, cowboy poet, I want to know what's been going on in the rodeo world.
Sure, not a whole lot as of late. We started classes out here in Miles City right after Labor Day. And we've only had two college rodeos since. We pack up and leave for Glendive tomorrow. So
cool.
That's what's up.
How'd you do at the rodeos?
I haven't been doing too good at these last two. You know, thanks for drew the ones to win it on, but
really?
Just couldn't convert. But this weekend in Glendive, it's going to be a outstanding pen of bulls. So I'm really looking forward to it.
All right. Let's get the whistle.
Yes, sir.
Let's get the whistle. I'm glad you're having rodeos. Glad you're back to it. And not out fencing and working every day now when we're doing podcasts, we can actually get a hold of you.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm on vacation now.
Yeah, no kidding. College vacation.
You bet.
All right, buddy. Let's have a poem. I'm missing them.
All right. This one here is called Common Sense. Them hired hands today just aren't bred as tough as we were back then. Where even if we had the day off, we'd still do some work in the round pen. Said Grandpa Bart, as we called him on the crew. The old codger started cowboying at 15. He's now 62. Most days he'd lend us some wisdom, every so often a dry joke. Then he'd laugh like the first time he'd heard it, and he'd roll himself a smoke. He never really took to new ideas. Heaven forbid he'd go through change. He'd say we never had any problems with the old way out on the open range. He hated talking politics or religion. He'd argue on about the weather, insisting we talked about dogs or horses or rawhide or leather. Old Bart, he'd ramble on about cattle and outfits and ranch hands he had knowed, good times, bad women, and the bronky colts from which he'd been throwed. We've heard stories about the joy of roping at big rodeos when he was just a kid. Bitter taste of defeat when his grandpa's ranch sold to the highest bid. He talked about quitting school to make his living breaking horses. The year he was drafted into the cavalry, and he worked for the armed forces. From cowboying in the military and all across the West, his respect was well earned. He'd say, these old horses and cattle, they've taught me everything I've learned. There's kids nowadays that can't saddle a horse or splice a barbed wire fence. It almost makes a guy wonder if they've ran fresh out of common sense.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Calling them out.
Yeah.
I love it.
Bunch of weak-hearted ones out there.
That's a 2020 poem if I heard one.
Yep.
Good job.
It really is. Thank you.
When did you write that?
That one isn't too old, maybe a month ago or so.
You got that on Facebook? Is that on the Carson Hauser Cowboy Poet Facebook page?
I believe so.
I haven't seen that. I must have missed that. I'm going to go back and find that one. That is good stuff. Good stuff.
Thank you.
I wonder, do poets ever make CDs? Do you ever put an album together?
Yeah, actually, I've kind of been looking at putting something into the works.
Yeah, because you'd be able to put them on, maybe on Spotify even.
Man, I could make a pretty rank mashup, like cowboy video that we could lay one over.
We should incorporate like a poem, video, music video thing someday.
He come up with the T2 ballad. You remember that?
Yeah.
We need to shoot a video for that.
Definitely
probably.
Need that. You're going to have to, you need to stop out, Carson, because you live and where you go to college, we're right in between you. You need to stop in.
Yes, sir. Will do.
Man. And then we'll work on some of this stuff. That's a great idea.
For sure.
Good ideas. Really good ideas. You got one more for us?
Yeah, I do.
Let's have it.
I got one here that I wrote this spring. It's inspired by a piece of advice that my rodeo coach gave me. He said, never fall in love because it'll ruin your rodeo career. This one's called Bachelor Bull Riders.
I'm scared.
Bullfighter.
Sounds like a Gus Kronberg type poem.
For sure. A single rodeo cowboy is the best kind to be. With no women to tell you no, we're living wild and running free. Stay up till 2 and drink Coors Light, sleep all day and wake up at night. You can chew and fight and cuss. Leave 2 hours late and don't have to hear anyone fuss. You can shower if you want and fart when you please. Kiss every girl in the bar, then blow away with the breeze. You can drive with no pants on and spit snooze on the floor. You can walk into a restaurant, not bother to hold the door. Be alongside the road and play Chris the Dew real loud. You can tell those wild women stories and be awful proud. Hang out with the beer garden till early hours of morn. Not bother to patch your jeans when they end up getting torn. You can drive 100 miles an hour and pass a bottle behind the chutes. Sleep in the motel bed with no shirt and muddy boots. We might get married sometime, but for now we're married to the game. God bless that woman. We'll someday have our heart to try and tame. We say we don't need them. Girls just weigh us down. But we're always looking for one when we roll on into town.
That's awful. I bet your mom loves that one.
I don't know if I endorse that or if I really love it. I got really mixed emotions right now.
I really like it, Carson. That's an excellent poem.
Perfect.
I love it, but I'm gonna have to say that poem is not endorsed by Rodeo Rock Radio.
Get off your high horse, Benny.
The views
you
and
said
opinions,
douche earlier.
The views and opinions of Carson Hauser not necessarily reflect those.
There you go. We're all PC around Rodeo Rock Radio.
That's right. That's pretty awesome.
Do you know how many disclaimers Benny's had to read because of me on this radio show?
12.
A lot.
Precisely 12.
Yeah. Never thought I'd have to read one for Mr. Hauser, though.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm full of surprises.
Speaking the truth.
Yes, sir.
I love that. You don't want them, but when you're rolling to town, that's what you're looking for. Mm. Oh, men are so dumb sometimes.
Yeah, I'm a real cowboy.
Yeah, that's awesome, Carson. Well, thanks a bunch, man. It's good catching up with you. We'll see you at the T2 someday.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. Good to be back.
Catch you later, man.
You bet. Bye.
That's good stuff. That kid. Oh, so really, proud of that guy.
Was really good. I really liked that one.
All right, Gus, what do we got? Let's wrap this sucker up.
Man, no breaking eight this or top eight this week. Tune in next week, and you'll probably get one.
We got a top eight, something to do with, I'm not even going to say. Thank you again to more of our sponsors. Of course, Project Canine Hero. I'm fixing to write a song with some big songwriters and Jason Johnson from Project Canine. We're in the process of writing a song about a bond. I shouldn't give it away because it's going to be a surprise. Check out Project Canine Hero. Saving those dogs' life.
That's awesome.
Of course, Up North Outlaws, Special Cowboy Moments, Ranchers Risk Protection, and of course, Zane Wicks, Wicks Cattle Company, always out here helping us buck bulls and doing all kinds of good partnership stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we need to get Aaron Boerboom on, too.
Probably,
that's who we should have had on today, too. We'll get him incorporated in.
For sure.
For now.
That's all we got.
Benny Paulson, Gus Kronberg.
Signing off.
It's been a good one.
I didn't know if you were going to do your name. I was going to do mine, and then we're going to sign off together. It I'd
botched it.
It's kind of awkward, like, if I say my name and then you don't say yours right away, it just doesn't
uncomfortable
flow.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, this is Benny Paulson.
And Gus Kronberg.
Signing off.
See you, bye.
Everybody have a good rest of your day. We'll catch you down the road.